A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I just want to acknowledge, before I do the homily, acknowledge all of you for being here, also for singing along the choir, because to be up there, it's like heaven. I love hearing your voices singing out loud, and that's how we pray together and we worship together. So keep going. Don't be shy. So our gospel story, or the gospel passage today, I read it, studied it. At first reading, we just say it's pretty easy, pretty straightforward. There are two sons who had two responses and also two different reactions and react to the father. And I said, well, that's pretty easy, but not really. Because if we dissect this particular gospel, let's look at the first part at the beginning of the gospel. Jesus was addressing the chief priest and the elders of the community. Because during Jesus' time, the elders and the scribes are actually praying, leading people in a communal prayer, but yet their lives is speaking differently. They don't do their personal lives well. So that's why Jesus brought the story of John the Baptist, where prostitutes and tax collectors, from being a priest and sinners, it's the opposite. Why did Jesus brought this John the Baptist story in the gospel? Because in this tax collector and prostitute, there is or was a change of heart. There is a change. So the prostitutes and tax collectors followed Jesus and changed their lives. The main theme of the gospel today is about choices. Those two sons had choices to respond to the father's order, to work in the field or not. Help me to think about this. In some culture, when you say yes, it means no. In some culture, when you say no, which means yes. I'm guilty about that. Everybody say, when I was a little younger, I'm still young. When I'm younger, and every time I say yes, I don't do it. If I say no, I will say yes. But I arrive to a conclusion now. If I say no, it's still no. If I say yes, maybe. It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. And most of the time, the experience that we have about choices in life: one, bad choices. Number two, good choices. But I want you to reflect on this. Do you have anything in your mind or experiences in your life that you had bad choices? You don't have to show me. I want you to think of that moment or experience in life that you made some bad choices. Or think about this also. You had wrong person in your life or your relationship or bad friendship. Do you have anyone in your mind? What do we do about those bad choices and bad person or people in our lives? We bury it down. Or sometimes, I don't want to bother, but do we let it go? Do we let it go of those hurt or those bad choices in our life? And most of the time, no. Because even now in our age, whether you're middle age, elderly, or young, when something triggers, you will remember that bad choices in life. For example, you have a choice in life. Where do you want to go in college? Number two, Blackhawks or LA Kings? Dodgers or UCLA or USC? Those are not bad choices. Those are good. What I'm trying to say is, for this week, I'm going to give you a little homework. Go home, think about those memories that you had bad choices in life. Think about those things and do not be afraid to acknowledge it. But yet, embrace it and pray over it. Because what? Today we're celebrating Respect for Life and also the Feast of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, a Carmelite saint. And there's a famous line she said, "Everything is grace." I'm going to repeat that. Everything is grace. So we can say also, everyone we meet is grace. Especially those people who hurt us, those bad memories that we have, or bad choices, or results of bad choices we have in life, and also maybe bad relationships. And guess what? The answer that we can find is actually in the second reading. The second reading, it says, put on the attitude of Christ. What is it really, an attitude of Christ? Which is love, mercy, and compassion. Lastly, there's a priest friend of mine who always remind me about this prayer, about this second reading. God emptied himself for his son. When I was young, I did not know what it means. Even now, I'm still arriving on this. What does it mean, emptying yourself? You know what? It's the cross. It's Christ's experience on the cross. When Christ suffered, died on the cross, the Father, the God the Father, also suffered because of the loss, just like you or everyone else here. If your child is suffering, you suffer. If your child is joyful or happy, you're joyful. If your friends or anybody in your life is suffering or joyful or experiencing happiness, you feel it. And I think that is the connection that we have by a means what grace is. So, as I said, your little homework, all those memories that you have, that you buried in your life for a long, long time, let God work around it this week and offer it to God, let it go, and forgive yourself, because everything is grace. May God bless us this week. Thank you.